So if we try to interpret the research for the Let's Talk approaches, first of all, there was much importance placed on pair and group work for genuine communicative practice, and this includes the negotiation of meaning. It's also important that teachers often make pairs and groups, changing the pairs and the groups to ensure that lower level learners can benefit too, and not only play a passive role with stronger, more advanced learners. Students, however, do not always perceive the usefulness of such let's talk type of tasks, and teachers may need to make explicit how and why such tasks are useful. Finally, corrective feedback during and after pair or group work can be very useful, especially for more confident learners. Several studies in more recent times have explained that implicit corrective feedback, for example, recasts, in pair work situations is very beneficial. Some studies, however, seem to show that the teacher's recasts may not be perceived by learners as an attempt to carry their language or to show the correct language form, but rather just another way of saying the same thing. Oftentimes, other learners in the classroom might perceive the corrective feedback that is being given. They might perceive this better than the learner who is in fact being corrected.